Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The market came back from the holiday weekend and it felt like the fireworks just fizzled out. What happened?
It was a classic case of profit taking after a big run. The market needed an excuse to sell and it got one. Tariffs. President Trump started sending out letters, specifically to Japan and South Korea, flagging a 25% tariff rate starting August 1st.
So that was the catalyst for the slide. It felt pretty broad-based. The S&P 500 tested that 6,200 level before finding some buyers late in the day?
Exactly. And the leadership areas got hit the hardest. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index was down almost 2%, and the Russell 2000 small caps fell over 1.6%. That actually pushed the Russell negative for the year.
Wow. Negative year to date for the Russell 2000. That's a big deal. And looking at the sectors, it was a sea of red, except for the usual suspects in a risk-off day.
Right. Utilities and consumer staples were the only two sectors in the green. Defensive positioning. The biggest loser was consumer discretionary. And you can point a finger directly at one name for that.
Let me guess. Tesla.
You got it. TSLA down almost 7%. There were concerns about Elon Musk starting a new political party and a Wall Street Journal report on increasing competition in China. That, plus a downgrade from William Blair, really weighed on the stock and the whole sector.
Got it. Now, one thing that stood out to me was the energy sector. It was down 1%, with Shell providing some weak guidance. But crude oil itself finished up?
That's a great observation. It's a perfect example of a disconnect. The market was punishing specific company news, like Shell's guidance and an OPEC plus output hike, more than it was rewarding the strength in the underlying commodity. WTI crude actually settled up 1.5% at nearly $68 a barrel. The energy stocks like XLE actually showed some relative strength on the intraday charts despite the headlines.
Very interesting. So while the market was selling off, a major theme for the coming weeks is literally the heat. We're seeing some analysis on companies that could benefit from this hot summer.
Absolutely. This is a great thematic to watch heading into Q2 earnings. The obvious plays are the HVAC companies. Think Carrier, Trane, and Lennox. All that strain on air conditioning units could drive a replacement cycle.
And more AC usage means more demand for electricity, right? So utilities get a double benefit?
A huge benefit. You have record heat-driving residential demand, plus the explosive growth of power-hungry data centers. We're seeing utilities petitioning to raise rates. We really like a name like Entergy, ETR, which benefits from migration patterns to the southern U.S. where they operate. It's a solid story.
Okay, so beyond HVAC and utilities, any other summer heat stocks to watch?
Definitely. Think about what people do when it's hot. They go to the pool, so look at Pool Corp, P-O-O-L. They buy drinks, so Coca-Cola and PepsiCo. They go to water parks, so Six Flags, F-U-N. Even solar names like First Solar and Enphase could get a boost as homeowners look to offset high electric bills.
Love that's an actionable, real-world theme. All right, let's pivot to some specific setups for tomorrow. What's showing strength and looks like it wants to continue higher?
Even on a down day, there were pockets of strength. We're looking at continuation breakouts. First up is DoorDash, D-A-S-H. It's showing consistent upward price action on high volume. We're looking for an entry around the 247 level for a potential move toward 250.
Okay, DoorDash. What else?
Booking Holdings, BKNG. It just broke recent highs with a big volume spike. This name is a monster. An entry in the 5,800 to 5,810 zone could see a run toward 5,900. And finally, Intuit, I-N-T-U. It's a steady grinder with a positive trend and good volume. An entry around 783 could target 790.
Solid momentum names. Now, what about stocks that are coiling, maybe getting ready for a breakout? The anticipation setups.
I'm watching a few big ones. Apple, AAPL, has very consistent upward movement, and the volume is building. A break of 210.50 could send it toward 212. Amgen, AMGN, and healthcare is another one. It's building a nice base, and if volume picks up, a move to 295 is in the cards.
Okay, you also have CrowdStrike, CRWD, on that list. The chart looks powerful. It's pushing toward 505, but I saw it got a downgrade today from Piper Sandler, moving it to neutral. How do you square that?
That's the key question. And for me, price and volume action trumps an analyst's opinion. The chart is telling a story of accumulation. Sometimes these downgrades can actually be bullish. They shake out the weak hands right before the next major leg up. I'm watching for it to hold the 500 level as support for a push to 510. The chart is the ultimate truth.
I like that perspective. Price action over everything. So to wrap up, what are the key levels traders need to watch on the major indexes for Tuesday?
For the S&P 500 ETF, the SPY, support is at 619, with the more critical level being 615. Resistance is at 621. For the NASDAQ 100, the QQQ, support is right at that 550 level. It needs to hold. Resistance is at 552 and then 555. The market is in a wait-and-see consolidation mode, so these levels are key for spotting the next real move.
Fantastic breakdown. A cautious stance, but with clear themes and actionable names to watch. That's all the time we have for today. Trade smart, and we'll see you tomorrow.